Kenneth Corrigan got started in karate in 1972, and the reason is probably exactly what you think. I used to work at the Prince George Hotel and there was an incident and I realized I didn't know how to take care of myself, Corrigan smiled. Corrigan talked to a friend about it and that guy suggested the art of karate. He told me to come down and try it, so I gave it a whirl and I loved it, Corrigan said. I knew it was for me right from day one. What I love about it is that it's an individual activity and you fit in no matter what. It doesn't matter your skill set, your physical ability, and there's a place for you no matter where you want to go in karate. I really like it that there was a place for me. Corrigan is a founding member of Karate BC, started karate in Prince George with Jim Hamilton in 1972 and opened Nichako Karate in 1984. In 1991, he was appointed chief instructor in Wado International Karate Do Federation Canada, WIKF. Most recently, Corrigan achieved the highest ranking in Wado International Karate Do Federation, which is the 8th Dan, and he traveled to Denmark to receive the honor. There is no higher achievement. When Corrigan received his 4th Dan years ago, he thought that was as high as he could go, he said. I thought at that point I was going to peak out, that was it, I wasn't going any further than that, Corrigan said. I thought I had reached the pinnacle of my ability and skills and that was going to be it. Now I am the same grade that my instructor was and I never thought I would be here. After 50 years in the art of karate, it is time for a bit of reflection. I am now teaching the grandchildren of the children I used to teach, Corrigan laughed. I just have to laugh. These people have grown up with me, from children to adults who have family of their own, and they are still coming to the karate club. He's developed Pan-American champions and provincial champions in the sport of karate. And I'm just happy for them, Corrigan said. I look at it as their accomplishment, not mine. They are the ones that have to make that commitment, focusing themselves on their goals, it's all them. Corrigan attributes his good health well into his 70s to his karate practice. I know it's because I go 3 days a week, I keep myself moving, Corrigan said. I know there are days you just want to sit and snooze in front of the TV, but nah, you gotta get up and go to the club, and I believe that's why I'm so healthy. There is also a philosophy behind the style of karate Corrigan practices. There is a misconception that karate is about violence and it's not about violence, Corrigan explained. The self-defense aspect is about self-awareness and avoidance, which is true self-defense. It's about learning to be a better person in society. Wado, the style of karate Corrigan practices, translates to way of harmony. And that is what I teach, Corrigan said.